Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Glad you're with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We got some tape of John Fetterman in this disaster of an interview on MSDNC. We'll get to that. Also, Project Veritas breaking some information about Katie Hobbs, who's the gubernatorial candidate out in the state of Arizona. Interesting comments about their thoughts on people that believe in the Second Amendment rights. It's amazing what people that are running for office really think when they don't think anybody's listening, especially about the constituents that they want to go out and vote for them. Tulsi Gabbard has now said goodbye to the Democratic Party. Here's part of her statement.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
Tulsi Gabbard joins us now. Your statement did not come as a surprise to me after the many interviews we've had together. I have found you to be a refreshing voice that has not been in touch with or an agreement with the Democratic Party for a long time, and I think that's very evident. What tipped the balance? What tipped you over here?
Hey, Sean, it's good to talk to you. It really came down to recognizing increasingly over time how adamantly opposed today's Democratic Party is to freedom. You know, this party is being led and controlled by these fanatical ideologues who take every opportunity to actively undermine our freedom of speech, to actively undermine our freedom of religion. They cannot handle anyone speaking out in opposition to their position, challenging them in any way, or even asking questions, because it exposes the insecurity and weakness in their argument. They refuse to have a conversation to get to a point where we can say, as you and I have done, Sean, where, hey, okay, we have a conversation. We can agree to disagree on that, and maybe we'll agree on something else. Their desire to control independent thought, free speech, free exercise of religion fundamentally goes against the foundation of this country and who we are as Americans. They have gone from this position and taken it a step farther where it's not enough just to say, okay, well, we disagree. If you disagree, they will do everything they can to destroy you, to cancel you, to smear you, to work with big tech to silence any voices that are not in compliance. There are a whole host of issues. You heard some of them in that statement that I made. But ultimately, foundationally, I cannot be associated with a party that is actively opposed to and undermining our God-given freedoms enshrined in our Constitution and, frankly, our democracy.
It was a pretty bold decision on your part. Does that mean you're just going to remain independent and unaffiliated, or do you consider yourself a conservative? Because I have my own definition of conservatism and why I am a conservative, and we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
But where are you leaning in terms of affiliation, or do you just remain independent?
Independent at this point. I've never been good with labels. Even as a Democrat for the last 20 years, I've always been an independent Democrat, and to the frustration of the Democratic Party, have never fit cleanly within their own definition as much as it has changed over time. I'm a patriot. I love our country, and I'm looking forward to continuing doing what I've been doing and speaking freely and challenging their efforts to force us into compliance and self-censorship and speaking to Americans everywhere I can, no matter what they may categorize or call themselves.
You know, it's interesting. Most people think I'm a Republican. I'm not. I'm a registered conservative, which you can do in New York, which I shouldn't be living in this Adam Schiff hall, but I am. And I need to get out of here because everything is going wrong that can possibly go wrong. But to me, if you were asking me to describe my philosophy, my governing philosophy, it is one of, I would describe myself as a Reagan conservative, as an America First conservative, as a Make America Great Again conservative. And by that, I believe in liberty and freedom. I believe in our Constitution and capitalism, limited government, lower taxes, less bureaucracy. I believe that government has a responsibility to keep its citizens safe and secure. That demands law and order be enforced. That's not happening with defund, dismantle, no bail laws. I think we could do a lot better with the money we spend on every child on education. I believe in choice in education. I believe that America should have laws as it relates to immigration, and they should be enforced. They're not being enforced. And I believe that America should be not only energy independent, which Donald Trump achieved for the first time in 75 years, but energy dominant. I believe that we should put constitutionalists on the bench and not have people legislate from the bench. I believe in free and fair trade. I believe in the First and Second Amendment and every amendment. And I believe that America should adopt and maintain at all times peace through strength. Now, is there anything that I said there that you disagree with?
No, Sean, there's not. And you know what's interesting is, you know, as you talk about this is how you define what it means to be a conservative. Just recently, I went back and looked at what was the definition of classical liberalism. And classical liberalism really is defined almost in the same way that you're defining conservatism today. You know, classical liberals believed in protecting our civil liberties and freedom, believed in ensuring the rule of law, limited government, economic freedom, freedom of speech, you know, autonomy, exercising our autonomy as individuals in this country. And it is interesting to see how these definitions have changed and morphed.
By the way, what you're saying, so everybody knows, is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
And by the way, John F. Kennedy, you know, pretty much laid the pathway for Reagan's tax cuts. You know, he lowered taxes as president. And believed in a strong national defense. Let me ask you this. I know you've taken a lot of heat for some of your positions as it relates to Ukraine. As we watch what's happening unfold, from my perspective, I see a sovereign country that's not a member of NATO, and I see this as an existential threat to NATO because of, you know, Putin's just mere evil and brutality, which has been on display, especially the last week, and his threat of nuclear weapons. I can't believe we have a president that talked about the worst nuclear crisis since the Cuban Missile Crisis and mentioned nuclear Armageddon and then walked away from the podium. And instead of going to the Situation Room, he went home to Delaware. Not exactly confidence building on our part. But you've taken some criticism about it. I don't want Americans engaged in foreign conflicts or wars. However, does the world have any responsibility when a sovereign country is invaded the way Putin invaded Ukraine?
Yes. And this is where we need President Biden and leaders in NATO, but President Biden here representing the United States to do what is necessary to try to bring about an end to this conflict. I went back the other day and looked at President JFK's speech about peace that he delivered at the American University. And the words that he said there, it was almost as though he was speaking about a current situation that we are facing right now with this nuclear brinksmanship that's occurring. What President Biden needs to do is exercise that kind of leadership that we saw in President Reagan and President Kennedy in bringing about an end to this, in forcing these kinds of negotiations that will end this war. Because if it doesn't, if we continue down this path collectively in this world, it has the potential to lead to a nuclear catastrophe. Given all of the signs and the direction things are headed, continue to escalate consistently. And that's what I'm advocating for. It's what I've advocated for from the beginning. Is obviously Russia and Putin's invasion of Ukraine was absolutely wrong and should never have happened. The leadership that the President of the United States has the responsibility and opportunity to exercise is to bring the parties together and leverage the might and power of the United States to bring about a negotiated end so that we end the suffering of the people in Ukraine. And
do you agree with me that this president's not cognitively capable of doing that? I mean, I don't think Joe is up to the job. I would argue I'm not sure he knows that today is Wednesday.
I am concerned. You know, there are some times that he says things that
where's Jackie?
Like he says what he means. Right. It seems like he says what he means, but very often you have his handlers coming in and trying to clean up and retract and say what they think he means. So really, like, the question I have in my mind is who is really running the White House? Who's really pulling the strings of power?
See, it gets complicated when we talk about foreign policy and America's role in the world, because I just think as a country that has a soul and a conscience, you can't watch innocent civilians getting bombed out and turn a blind eye. On the other hand, Zelensky in Ukraine, they're more of Europe's problem. And I find that Europe and the United States tend to do the same thing over and over again, and that is they don't fight wars to win wars. What Donald Trump taught us with the caliphate that grew under Biden Obama is that you can bomb them into smithereens and defeat them. And he did it with very little fanfare, but he took them all out and he beat the caliphate. Just like he took Soleimani off of tarmac. Just like he took out Baghdadi and associates and the Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. America doesn't fight wars to win them anymore. And I am not willing to sacrifice America's national treasure, our children, to go door to door ever again, especially with the advancement of technology in terms of military weaponry. We have the ability to fight wars pushing buttons in any city or any town in America. And that's how they should be fought, but they should be fought in a way that you win them.
And it comes down to this, Sean, it's what you mentioned earlier. You know, when we talk about America first, that's a concept that includes first and foremost the American people first. When we're making foreign policy decisions, that is the foremost question that we've got to ask. If we go and get involved in a war, we're thinking about starting a war, whatever the foreign policy decision may be, whether it's related with military action or economic action, trade agreements and whatnot, all of these policies should be centered around what is in the best interest of the American people. will this help make the American people more safe, more prosperous, more free? And when we make our decisions within that prism and that context, then we know we're moving in the right direction.
Quick break, more with Tulsi Gabbard on the other side. Then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. As inflation is soaring now to record highs, everyday items, it's costing more and more. You feel it every day. Pensions, retirement funds, they're getting killed. You know, we're now being forced to save more, do more, because these very same people, they just can't get it right. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to protect yourself every way possible. Get a full financial analysis from our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. They're going to look at your entire financial picture. They'll look at your home. They'll look and see if you have equity in your home. They'll look at your home mortgage. They'll look at debt that you may have accumulated, credit card debt, for example, and see if they can't save you money every month and over the course of your loan. It's really, this is what they do. They're going to offer you a free, no obligation, no cost at all whatsoever, no pressure whatsoever, financial review, debt consolidation review, and mortgage review. All you have to do is talk to the experts, pick up the phone. They're waiting for your call now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. They're also on the web at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
All right, we continue with Tulsi Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party this week. We're almost out of time. We have less than a minute. What are your goals? What's your future like? Do you have presidential ambitions? What are you going to be doing in the near term? What are your long-term goals, if you have any?
Politics has never been a career for me. It's always been an answer to a question of how can I best be of service to God and to our country. And quite frankly, at this moment, my biggest concern is not what's happening in 2024. It is about how we can prevent a nuclear war and potential destruction of humanity in the world as we know it.
Do you agree with me that Putin is capable of using a tactical nuke? I think he is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, scary.
And those who say that it can't happen, are they've got their head in the sand or they're trying to hide. We've got to fight for freedom. We've got to fight for our future. And that's really what I'm focusing my energies on.
All right. Are you going to leave Hawaii or are you going to try and run your career out of Hawaii? That's a difficult part of the country to be running any big political operation.
Well, it is. It's isolated. It's also home. So I'm trying to figure out logistics, and I'll probably end up splitting my time between Hawaii and somewhere else here on the mainland.
All right. We appreciate you being with us. Pretty gutsy decision. And I'm sure I know you lost friends over it because I read that you did, but you're going to gain new friends as a result. That I can be certain of. And you know what? They weren't really your friends anyway if they don't respect your personal point of view. That's my take.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I agree with you.
Tulsi Gabbard, thank you.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. This was a really, really interesting moment at MSDNC where you have a MSDNC reporter gets an interview with John Fetterman, the only place that he'll do interviews. And anyway, is the interviewer literally says, I don't think he understood a single thing we were talking about prior to the interview. I mean, that's pretty telling that's how bad this thing has gotten with John Fetterman and his stroke, and I wish him the best of health. To me, the Fetterman-Oz race is about, this is the most radical, democratic socialist
ever to run in the country. He's to the left of Bernie Sanders. The guy has never met a convicted murderer that he doesn't want to set free. The guy wants to open up Pennsylvania's prisons and allow these prisoners back out on the street. This guy wants no restrictions at all on abortion. None whatsoever. He'll destroy Pennsylvania's economy with his moratorium on fracking. I mean, just insane. You look at his other positions. I mean, this is a guy that is completely, utterly out of touch with the people of Pennsylvania. I mean, he wants, you know, Pennsylvania to be a sanctuary state. He wants taxpayers to pay for safe shooting zones for heroin. I mean, he's out of his mind. And literally he's out of his mind. And those are his positions. He doesn't want to debate. The early voting has been going on for weeks. He won't debate Oz until the end of October, just before the election. I mean, it's so unfair to the people of Pennsylvania. He's only agreed to one debate, and he has to have a teleprompter and closed captioning. It's unreal. Anyway, so in this, he's repeatedly pressed on the issue of his medical reports. He steadfastly refuses to give the people of Pennsylvania any real information about his medical condition. It's very clear that he's struggling mightily on a cognitive level. Listen.
So you say you're on the road to full recovery, but right now voters really have to take your word for it. We've asked for your medical records. We've asked to have a conversation with someone from your medical team to interview your physician. You've declined those requests. Why?
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways. When our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
I mean, respectfully, that letter from your physician, that was 6 months ago. Don't voters deserve to know your status now?
Being on in front of thousands and thousands of people and having interviews and getting around all across Pennsylvania, that gives everybody and the voters decide, you know, if they think that it's really the issue.
We had a monitor set up so that he could read my questions because he still has lingering auditory processing issues as a result of the stroke, which means he has a hard time understanding what he's hearing. Now, once he reads the question, he's able to understand. You'll hear he also still has some problems, some challenges with speech. And I'll say, Katie, that just in some of the small talk prior to the interview before the closed captioning was up and running, it did seem that he had a hard time understanding our conversation.
And then, of course, he just goes on to, you know, in recent days, he talks about kicking balls in the authority, obviously mixing up the two words. And then he talks about President Biden, obviously meaning President Biden, you know, and I won't go through it all, but he refuses to say that he disagrees with defunding the police because we know he does. Support this. He was a disaster. The mayor of Braddock lost, you know, it only had 2,100 people population, average income $21,000. I did nothing to improve the city of Braddock. Never showed up at council meetings, rarely did. He missed at least 50 of them. He's lazy. He's never had a real job in his life. And all of these bizarre positions that he even, you know, and tries to not answer them during this interview, wouldn't answer the question about defunding the police, which we know he supports. He's been very focused on the issue of no restrictions on abortion, but he doesn't want to say it. He's asked about the incident when he chased down an African-American jogger and stuck a gun in this poor innocent man's face, you know, and can't even give a straight answer on his moratorium on fracking. And this guy, you know, as of now, has not gotten the scrutiny that one would deserve. If you're going to be a senator, I mean, you have to ask, okay, what qualifies you to be a senator? Because he's obviously not qualified. Project Veritas, I see, has struck again. This is pretty interesting. Now, we've talked all about Katie Hobbs, and, you know, she actually is running for governor. We had Carrie Lake on the program yesterday. Katie Hobbs said, it's ridiculous to focus on the border. What? This is a border state. Although every state you can argue now is because of Joe's policies. And then, of course, she wants amnesty. Unbelievable. No restrictions on abortion. We learned that this week. Even her Democratic counterparts like, oh, why did you have to say that? She won't debate Carrie Lake, denying the people of Arizona an opportunity to see the two candidates debate. A woman that was found liable of racial discrimination and a racial discrimination case in employment, not once but twice. She says she's for tax cuts, but we have 13 examples where she voted against them. Her staff has accused her of being emotionally abusive, kind of like Linda beat me up every day. I feel that pressure all the time.
You do?
I'm not a snowflake.
Should I get you, get you puppies and cocoa? You want to go sit in the corner and talk about your feelings?
And by the way, she couldn't even answer a simple question about a relationship with the Hispanic community in Arizona. Anyway, James O'Keefe went out there and they got tape of her saying, explaining, I'm not going to talk to a politician. We won't talk to anybody we don't know. They have a field organizer expressing concerns of Katie Hobbs not debating Lake. And their political consultant says that Hobbs would support an assault weapons ban, but they make fun of people in Arizona and their love of the Second Amendment. Listen.
I didn't mean to scare you there. R.C. Maxwell with Project Veritas Action asked a brief question about the statement that he's made. Oh, you took Dakota.
And he's like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, I work for Steve, and I don't know why. And then, like now I have this conversation. Like, oh, Terry Lake. I was like, no. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk politics to anyone who I don't know.
We have a lot of concerns about Katie's candidate.
Why?
Lots of stuff. She's not debating Carrie Lake, which is...
Why not?
We don't know. So it's that sort of thing. So.
Really? How do you not know her candidate?
between us, when we had really big staff training, her communications director came in, and she's only been in the job for a few weeks. She was not prepared. And part, she was like, what are the questions you're getting that you want to answer for the campaign? Like, what are we hearing from voters and volunteers? The number one thing is, why aren't you debating Carrie Lake? I don't have an answer. And so you got to know. Like, that's you got to know that's the question that's coming.
Wait, so Katie's employee didn't have an answer, or Katie?
Well, she's the communications director, so she makes the message. So the campaign doesn't have an answer. They basically said only Democrats care about debates, and it's not going to change anything.
Yeah, but she is a Democrat.
They were saying only Democratic voters care, so it's not going to lose any votes because Democrats are going to vote for anyway, which maybe is true, but it's as a politician, you never want to say, I'm taking these votes for granted.
All right, I'm not going to stop playing. I mean, so this is a lady that doesn't want to debate, has nothing but contempt for the Second Amendment, is hiding her real positions. And it's just so manipulative and frankly so common. And this is what we're seeing all over the country in gubernatorial debates and gubernatorial races and Senate races. I mean, I feel bad for Blake Masters. He's got this idiot libertarian that's drawing votes away from him. Otherwise, he would beat Mark Kelly. If you're in Arizona and you're voting for Carrie Lake, she's up by 4 or 5. And Blake Masters is losing votes to a libertarian in the race that's not going to win. And by the way, often Democrats encourage this type of participation of libertarians. They've done it for years. But Blake Masters is the better choice. And if you don't want Mark Kelly, a Schumer wannabe, he's Chuck Schumer in Arizona to the way he votes. There's no difference. I know he's an astronaut. I got it. But it's how he votes, the radical positions he's taken. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Annette in Alaska. What's up, Annette? How are you? How cold are things up there right now?
It's getting cold. It was down to 32 this morning.
32. And you know what? You can keep your 32-degree weather. I've watched enough episodes of Life Below Zero and Deadliest Catch to know that I couldn't hack it. I'm too weak. I'm too addicted to the grid.
You should come up and see it. But I got to tell you, this is an extremely happy day for me, and I'm glad to be on your show, and thank you, Sean.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you for being with us. We're so glad you made it.
Thank you. I believe the national talk shows are not as focused and concerned about the Alaska Senate race as they should be. In the last few weeks, dark money, Sean, dark money in the form of the Mitch McConnell Senatorial Fund
$9 million. I'm very well aware of it.
You've got it.
And he's giving it to prop up liberal Lisa Murkowski and hurt the Republican
friend
Kelly Chewbacca. I got it.
You gotta be. I hope you guys get more focused on this. Can you picture Lisa Murkowski being sent back to the Senate?
Listen, I'm just saying the answer is Mitch McConnell has no business propping up the most liberal senator in the Republican caucus when the people of Alaska overwhelmingly want her out. And because of your screwed up system of voting there, that money is extremely dangerous. That money should be spent on Blake Masters. That money should be spent on Herschel Walker, Dr. Oz, J.D. Vance, Adam Laxalt. Not on Lisa Murkowski. He's taking Republican money to batter conservative Republicans, which is another reason why his leadership days need to come to an end. He needs to retire.
Did you know that the Alaska Republican Committee, the Alaska one, censored her?
Yes,
I
do.
Yeah, they censored her. And yet he is pouring this money in here. I'm
so disgusted that he would waste $9 million 27 days out of an election and involve himself in a race to save a rhino Republican with the worst voting record of any Republican in the Senate. It's a disgrace. But Republicans in Alaska, please, Kelly Chewbacca, let her win outright. And Mitch McConnell, just remember, he wasted $9 million trying to tear down Kelly Chewbacca.
Yes, my friend. I think he's a genuine swamp creature, Mitch McConnell. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I think if I was you, I'd invest very heavily in toe warmers and hand warmers because you're going to need them.
I've been up here for 40 some years, buddy.
Man, too thin. I couldn't hack it. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Let us say hi to Bob in Minneapolis. Bob, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. I'm a retired Minneapolis City bus driver, originally from Cranston, Rhode Island. I've heard you spent some time there, and you know the Blounts.
Mm-hmm. I do. As a matter of fact, I worked in Blount Marine for a few months. Now, it wasn't a very long period of time. And I was lucky at that point in my life. I just broken my arm in construction. I had no money in the bank, and I was like, I desperately needed to work. And I had a very nice foreman that let me heal and work at the same time.
Well, you're a hard worker, Sean, but I have a question for you. It's a theory I have. Do you think that the Democrats want this war with Russia to continue because it's their excuse for inflation and high prices? You know, the election's getting closer. Biden is blaming Russia for the high prices, but we all know that his bad economic and energy policies are responsible for the high inflation we're experiencing. What do you think?
Look, I think the bottom line is for me, I'm very angry that we're pouring all this money into this war, but we're not giving, I'm talking more about Western Europe more than us, we're not giving Zelensky the firepower to win it. And now look what's happened. You know, they took out the one bridge in Crimea that was vital to Russian support and supplies. And they wiped it out. And then what does Putin do? Threatens to use nukes. Joe Biden talks about nuclear Armageddon, the worst nuclear crisis since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and goes on vacation. I have no idea what they're thinking. You know, rights, immigration, foreign policy, gender, marriage. Look, these subjects are a big part of the political dialogue today. We talk about them pretty often on the show. They're at the heart of so many campaigns this election. But what did our framers, our founders say about these issues? You know, sadly, we've moved so far from the founders' understanding of government that you'll be surprised by their answers. And my favorite college, Hillsdale College, has the best way to learn about our founders and their deep and wise insights into human nature. And today you can join Hillsdale professors Thomas West and David Azarad and explore the thoughts and the ideas of America's founders in Hillsdale's newest free online course, The Real American Founding, A Conversation. What are you waiting for? It's absolutely free. Midterm elections, 27 days away. You need to understand the founders' thoughts about the pressing issues of their time and our time. And you can watch the trailer of the video, The Real America Founding, A Conversation, and sign up today. It's completely free. It's an online course. go to the website, seanforhillsdale.com. That's S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale, one word, seanforhillsdale.com.
Digging deep to expose how the government wastes your money each and every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News, because this is going to wrap things up for today. Tiffany Smiley within the margin of error against Patty Murray in the state of Washington. She'll join us. Kari Lake responds to Project Veritas's new tape. We'll check in with Ron Johnson and J.D. Vance in their races, respectively, and also Mike Huckabee, Larry Elder, Joe Concha. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News, best election coverage, 27 days until the midterms. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.